Hello, amazing folks. Welcome to another interesting episode of the podcast show, Trivia Talks. I'm your host, Tarun Mundra, and in today's episode, we have with us a very inspiring personality, famously known as the official Keith. Keith is a well-known social media star. He creates content in Hindi and English on various social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. She is having more than 16 million followers on social media, where she creates content related to life advices, relationship advices, and also educate and teach about the English language. Keith is bound to a wheelchair, but that doesn't stop her from chasing her dreams to be a model, actor, educator, or a social media personality. She also has an engineering degree with a doctorate in law and used to work in the United States. She quit her well-paying job to work for the welfare of children living in slums in India. In today's episode, we are going to discuss about the disabilities and how to fight with it. Geet will be sharing her true and inspiring story from losing her legs in a car accident to becoming India's first wheelchair-bound actress. The entire conversation is going to be very inspiring and motivating. We all are going to get a very different perspective about life from the story of Keith. So without any further ado, let's start this awesome discussion with the official Keith. Let's go. Well, hello, ma'am. Welcome to Trivia Talks. It's an honor having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining in.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah. So, ma'am, most of our listeners know you as an Indian motivational speaker, educator, social activist, and a social media personality. But very few of them know about your backstory, like how this journey started and what is your story till now. So it would be great if you can give a brief insight about it.
Sure. I guess meri kahani shuru hui thi, I don't know how far you want me to go back, but a lot of people don't know, but kayuni dekha hoga that I'm in a wheelchair. And when I was 10 years old, mera car accident hua tha. Usse pehle main ek aam 10 saal ki ladki thi. I could run, jump, dance, everything. But accident ke baad doctors ne kaha ki main fir kabhi nahi chal paungi. And us time pe, you know, kafi jhatka laga ke, you know, a 10-year-old child is a type of person is like you're at a stage where you think that I'm gonna do everything by myself. Main apne aap karunga. But at the age of 10, after I was in the accident and I couldn't walk anymore, I literally had to learn how to do everything again. In everything I needed help. I had to learn ke wheelchair ko kaise chalate hain, ke apne kapde kaise pehante hain lete hue when I can't stand up to pull up my pants. You know, sab kuch mujhe fir se seekhna pada. So, us time pe main kafi depression mein chali gayi thi. And I just felt like my life was over. My dreams were shattered. Main kabhi kuch ban nahi paungi, kuch kar nahi paungi life mein. And at that point, at some point, you know, I had a very supportive family, had very supportive friends in school and a strong faith in God. But at some point, I decided, ki, you know, I have two choices. Ya to main keh sakti hun, main nahi kar sakti hun. I can't. And main himmat haar jaun. And that would be the easy choice because it's very easy. You know, I'm in a wheelchair. Sab log vaise hi mujhe bichari ki nazar se dekh rahe hain. You know, they're feeling bad for me. So it was very easy for me to just say, main nahi kar sakti hun. You know, I don't want to go to school. Main ye nahi, you know, main kuch bhi nahi kar sakti hun. But I decided if I do that, my life is literally over. My other option is to say I can and to at least try. And so I chose that option. I said, I'm going to keep trying and I'm going to make a way. You know, I may not be able to do everything the way other people do it, but I still think that I can do everything. It'll just be in my own way. My path will be a little bit different, but I'll reach the same goal. And so at that point, when I decided I am going to try, within 3 months, I went back to school after the accident. And us saal maine apni class ko top kiya. Maine stage pe school ke natak mein hissa liya. Maine stage pe dance kiya wheelchair mein baithe baithe.
So tab aap India mein the?
Nahin, I was in the US. I was in the US.
Okay.
I grew up in the US. India actually hum kuch saal pehle hi shift hue hain. टू वर्क विद स्लम किड्स एंड एट रिस्क यूथ, बट वो अभी थोड़ी देर में बताती हूँ आपको कहानी.
श्योर मैम.
बट बेसिकली एट दैट पॉइंट आई डिड एवरीथिंग, यू नो, दैट ईयर आफ्टर द एक्सीडेंट. एंड आई थिंक दैट वाज द रियल टर्निंग पॉइंट, बिकॉज आई रियलाइज्ड कि मैं सब कुछ कर सकती हूँ. एंड आफ्टर दैट देर वॉज नो टर्निंग बैक. देर वॉज ऑलवेज लाइक, यू नो, गोल्स इन माई माइंड. ठीक है, डर लगता था. देर वर ऑलवेज फियर्स बिकॉज ऑफ द व्हील चेयर. लाइक वेन आई स्टार्टेड कॉलेज, देर वॉज अ फियर बिकॉज स्कूल में तो कम्फर्टेबल था. 1,000 स्टूडेंट्स सब एक दूसरे को जानते हैं, बचपन से साथ में हैं, तो इट वॉज कम्फर्टेबल. दे ऑल न्यू मी. बट कॉलेज में डर था. देर इज 30,000 स्टूडेंट्स एट द यूनिवर्सिटी आई वेंट टू, एंड वहाँ पर कोई मुझे नहीं जानता है. वहाँ पर हर क्लास इतनी दूर है दूसरी क्लास से. यू नो, आई वॉज स्केयर्ड. आई वॉज स्केयर्ड कि लोग मुझे एक्सेप्ट करेंगे नहीं करेंगे. मैं एक क्लास से दूसरी क्लास पहुँचूंगी कैसे टाइम में? यू नो, क्लास के बीच में 10 मिनट होते हैं. बट आई डिसाइडेड आई एम गोना ट्राई, आई एम गोना डू इट. एंड आई डिड, एंड आई एंडेड अप डूइंग माई बी टेक. एंड देन आई ऑल्सो वेंट एंड डिड अ डॉक्टरेट इन लॉ. सो यू नो, मैंने ये सब कुछ करा, बट आई ऑलवेज फेल्ट अनसेटिस्फाइड. आई ऑलवेज फेल्ट लाइक मुझे कुछ ऐसा करना है लाइफ में वेयर आई लीव माई मार्क, वेयर आई एक्चुअली मेक अ डिफरेंस इन समवन्स लाइफ, वेयर यू नो आई जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू डू समथिंग मीनिंगफुल विद माई लाइफ. सो आई यू नो आई थिंक दैट्स वाई मैंने इंजीनियरिंग से लॉ करा, बिकॉज आई फेल्ट एज अ लॉयर मे बी मैं गरीब लोगों के केसेस लेके लड़ सकती हूँ, उनकी हेल्प कर सकती हूँ. एंड आई डिड दैट, बट फिर भी सेटिस्फैक्शन नहीं था. देन आई स्टार्टेड वॉलंटियरिंग US में, होमलेस शेल्टर्स में, बच्चों की जेल में. जहाँ भी मुझे मौका मिलता था आई वुड गो एंड वॉलंटियर, लेकिन फिर भी वो सेटिस्फैक्शन मुझे अंदर से नहीं मिल रही थी कि आई एम मेकिंग दैट डिफरेंस दैट आई वॉन्ट टू मेक. एंड दैट्स वेन एक समर हम इंडिया आए, एंड वी यूज टू कम टू इंडिया एवरी समर. तो हम इंडिया आए, एंड उस साल मैंने काफ़ी वॉलंटियर वर्क करा, कुछ NGOs के साथ जुड़ गई थी. तो वो लोग मुझे बस्तियों में लेके गए, एंड आई वॉज सीइंग अ डिफरेंट साइड ऑफ इंडिया दैट आई नेवर सीन बिफोर. एंड आई जस्ट रियलाइज कि बहुत ज़रूरत है लोगों को. यू नो, बहुत सारे लोग अकेलापन महसूस करते हैं, बहुत सारे लोगों को यू नो लाइक लाइफ में कोई गोल नहीं है, कोई कोई सपोर्ट सिस्टम नहीं है. एंड सो दैट्स व्हेन माय मॉम एंड आई डिसाइडेड कि यू नो आई एम गोना टेक 1 year ऑफ. आई वाज वर्किंग एट अ वेरी बिग लॉ फर्म US में, एंड आई थॉट कि मैं एक साल की छुट्टी लूंगी, एक साल की लीव लेके आई एम गोना गो टू इंडिया एंड आई एम गोना डू समथिंग गुड. आई एम गोना ट्राई टू हेल्प पीपल जैसे भी मैं कर सकती हूँ. आई एम गोना लिव माई ड्रीम. So, मैंने एक साल की छुट्टी ली, एंड एट दैट पॉइंट एक्चुअली माई गोल वॉज कि आई वॉन्टेड टू स्टार्ट एन ऑर्फनेज. बचपन से, लाइक आई वॉज 10 years ओल्ड, तब से माई ड्रीम वॉज टू स्टार्ट एन ऑर्फनेज. बट वेन आई गॉट टू इंडिया आई रियलाइज कि ऑर्फन सिर्फ वो इंसान नहीं है जिसके माँ बाप नहीं है. बहुत सारे लोग, बहुत सारे यंग लोग स्पेशली फील लाइक देयर ऑर्फन्स, इवन दो उनके पेरेंट्स हैं, इवन दो वो एक बड़े बड़े परिवार में रह रहे हैं, बट दे फील अलोन. दे फील लाइक नो वन अंडरस्टैंड्स देम. दे फील like, you know, they're outsiders in the society. And so we kind of expanded our dream, and we decided, you know, we're not going to just start a small orphanage for a few kids. Instead, we started going to busties, we started going to marketplaces, meeting young people, meeting kids, and just dheere dheere humne ek chota sa NGO khola. And we actually started, kids started coming to our house for tuition. Hum unko tuition padhane lage. अलग अलग चीज़ें ऐसे करने लगे, एंड इट जस्ट रियली स्लोली बिकेम समथिंग दैट वी फेल्ट लाइक वी वर एक्चुअली मेक अ डिफरेंस. यू नो, लाइक घर पे 30-30 बच्चे आ जाते थे ट्यूशन पढ़ने. धीरे धीरे इट ग्रू टू लाइक 200 किड्स वुड कम, एंड आई वुड शेयर यू नो शॉर्ट स्टोरीज विद देम, मोटिवेशनल टॉक्स, ऐसी चीज़ें करती थी. So that was kind of what I still do. That is my real life away from social media. A lot of people don't know, but my real life is actually social work. बस्तियों में जाना, at risk youth ke sath kaam karna, that's what I do jab main social media pe nahi karti hoti. Of course abhi pandemic ke karan I'm in the US, so main ye sab kuch nahi kar pa rahi hu, but I actually that's what I do. So anyways, so then ye sab to main kar rahi thi, motivation vegera bachchon ke sath, and ladies ko you know teaching them reading and different things like that. We had lots of projects hum kar rahe the, medical camps lagana, alag cheeze. Then a few years back ek reality show aaya tha ZTV पे, called India's Best Cinestars की खोज. And मेरा बचपन का सपना था एक्ट्रेस बनना, पर एक्सीडेंट के बाद वो सपना धीरे धीरे खत्म हो गया था. लाइक आई टोल्ड यू, इवन आफ्टर द एक्सीडेंट मैंने स्कूल के ड्रामा में हिस्सा लिया था. बट जब मैं 12th स्टैंडर्ड में थी, मेरी टीचर ने मुझे कहा कि यू नो आई जस्ट वॉन्ट बी ऑनेस्ट विद यू, एक लड़की जो व्हील चेयर में है ना, वो कभी स्टेज पे या स्क्रीन पे नहीं आ सकती है, लोग देखना नहीं पसंद करेंगे. तुम ना बैक स्टेज का कुछ सोचो, मे बी यू कैन डू स्क्रिप्ट राइटिंग या डायरेक्शन या यू नो कुछ भी तुम कर सकती हो, लेकिन स्टेज पे आने का सपना तुम छोड़ दो. आई जस्ट वॉन्ट बी रियल विद यू. सो उस टाइम पे समहाउ मैंने अपनी टीचर की बात पे विश्वास कर लिया एंड आई गेव अप द ड्रीम ऑफ एक्टिंग. आई स्टिल कॉलेज में मैंने इंजीनियरिंग के साथ साथ बहुत सारी ड्रामा क्लासेस भी ली थी. जो भी मेरा फ्री पीरियड होता था मैं ड्रामा क्लासेस लेती थी, बट आई स्टार्टेड फोकसिंग मोर ऑन सेट डिज़ाइन, राइटिंग द स्क्रिप्ट, डायरेक्शन, ऐसी चीज़ें. एंड जब हम इंडिया शिफ्ट हुए थे, बस्तियों में जाते थे, तो आई यूज टू राइट अ लॉट ऑफ ड्रामाज एंड और बच्चों से एक्टिंग करवा के वी वुड गो एंड वी वुड डू अ लॉट ऑफ लाइक स्ट्रीट ड्रामा टाइप थिंग्स, बट बस्तियों के अंदर. एंड सो आई वॉज डूइंग अ लॉट ऑफ दैट, बट आई वॉज नॉट एक्टिंग माई सेल्फ. बट वेन दिस रियालिटी शो केम, माई सिस्टर सेड के वाई डोंट यू ट्राई, एंड आई वॉज लाइक नहीं नहीं यू नो दे डोंट वॉन्ट मी. शी सेड नहीं, इट विल जस्ट बी फन, यू नो नहीं भी होगा क्लियर बट मजा आएगा. यू नो टीवी पे हमेशा आप देखते हो जब DID होता है और इतनी भीड़ इकट्ठी होती है. सो शी वॉज लाइक इट विल बी फन, इट विल बी एन एक्सपीरियंस, एंड दिल्ली में भी ऑडिशन हो रहा है, सो विल गो. सो आई डिसाइडेड ओके, मैंने 2 days थे, मैंने एक छोटा सा ड्रामा पीस तैयार करा एंड अ लिटल डांस एंड आई वाज लाइक ओके लेट्स गो. सो हम लोग वहाँ पहुँचे एंड टू माय सरप्राइज फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगेनिंग, लाइक व्हेन पीपल लाइक एज ऑडिशन स्टार्टेड हैपनिंग, आई स्टार्टेड डूइंग माय पीस. आई कुड सी फ्रॉम द जजेस फेसेस कि जब मैं जाती थी ना, दे वुड थिंक कि ये तो बस TRP के लिए आई है, बट बाय द टाइम आई वाज डन परफॉर्मिंग देयर जॉ वुड ड्रॉप एंड दे वुड बी लाइक यू नो दे नो व्हाट टू से. एंड आई स्टार्टेड क्लियरिंग ऑडिशन आफ्टर ऑडिशन आफ्टर ऑडिशन. वो पहला दिन हम लोग प्रॉबेबली सुबह 6 बजे ऑडिशन पे पहुंचे थे, 5-6 बजे, एंड वी वर देयर टिल लाइक 9 or 10 o'clock एट नाइट, ऑडिशन के बाद ऑडिशन देते हुए. एंड देन द नेक्स्ट डे आई थिंक और या वी हैड अनदर सीरीज ऑफ ऑडिशन, वो भी सारे मेरे क्लियर हो गए. फिर फोन पे ऑडिशन था वो भी क्लियर हो गया. फिर उन्होंने मुंबई बुलाया, वो भी फर्स्ट राउंड क्लियर हो गया. फिर सेकेंड राउंड के लिए मुंबई बुलाया एंड आई मेड इट टू द टॉप 75. फिर उन्होंने मुझे डांस राउंड में निकाल दिया, दे सेड यू कैन डांस. सो उस टाइम पे लाइक वो एक्टिंग का कीड़ा ना मेरे अंदर फिर से जाग उठा कि आई रियली वॉन्ट टू डू दिस, आई वॉन्ट टू सी यू नो, बिकॉज काफ़ी अप्रिशिएशन मिली थी उस टाइम पे. एंड आई ऑल्सो रियलाइज कि आई कैन डू दिस, मैंने अपने आप को काफ़ी चैलेंज किया उस टाइम पे. एंड सो देन माई ब्रदर सेड कि वाई डोंट यू स्टार्ट अ फेसबुक पेज एंड विल सी के क्या रिस्पॉन्स आता है, जस्ट टू सी इज द ऑडियंस रिसेप्टिव और नॉट रिसेप्टिव. तो मैंने फेसबुक पेज स्टार्ट किया, उसमें मैंने लिखा आई वॉन्ट बी इंडियाज फर्स्ट एक्ट्रेस इन अ व्हील चेयर, बट आई डिडंट हैव एनीथिंग टू पोस्ट ऑन द पेज. आई मीन इट वाज लाइक पेज तो बना लिया बट अब इस पे डालूं क्या. सो ऑफकोर्स बिकॉज आई वॉज अ मोटिवेटर इन माई रियल लाइफ, काफ़ी मोटिवेशनल स्पीचेस भी देती थी एंड यू नो आई डन अ TEDx टॉक. आई मीन आई दैट वॉज एक्चुअली लेटर, बट आई डन अ लॉट ऑफ स्पीकिंग स्कूल्स वगैरह में, US में भी मैं करती थी.
So this was during your high school time, right?
No, this is now during after college. This is after college. Speeches मैंने high yeah speeches मैंने like college and high school के बीच में जो summer था ना, उसमें शुरू करी थी speeches करना and I kept doing this. So now I'm shifted to India. There's this reality show, and I'm thinking के you know I cleared I made it to the top 75. वो खत्म हो गया. So my brother said let's start a Facebook page. मैंने Facebook page start करा. I didn't know what to post, so I started posting motivational stories, motivational videos, motivational quotes, and then every video के end में I would say के support me because I want to be India's first actress in a wheelchair. And धीरे धीरे within 6 months actually not धीरे धीरे काफी fast within 6 months I had 1.5 million followers on Facebook.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was I mean. Amazing. I was like, I never expected us tarah ka response mujhe milega. And after about a year, I decided ki, you know what, actress banna hai na, to kisi ko meri acting to dikhani padegi na. So I started making short comedy films with my cousins. And I was doing that, but comedy is fun and all, but you know, my heart was always at making a difference, right? So then we decided ki comedy will keep doing because it's there, but I started actually making short films on socially relevant topics like Saas Bahu ke relationships, domestic violence, child abuse, Swachh Bharat. Aise topics pe humne videos banane shuru kare and those videos started to go viral, like crazy viral, you know, like videos mein millions of views aane lage. And bahut appreciation, log WhatsApp pe share kar rahe the, puri duniya se hume messages aane lage. So this was happening, but then my father passed away. And for a year, I kind of took a break and it was like no more social media. I mean, I did it a little bit, but dil se nahi kar rahi thi. I wasn't like wo joron shoron se jo pehle kar rahi thi. Then as I decided after a year, okay, I'm going to get back into this. At that point, that's when TikTok happened to me. That's when actually what happened was TikTok bhi maine ek bahut funny reason se shuru kara tha. Meri jo nani ji hai na, she was 87 years old at the time. So unko na acting ka bahut shauk tha. We never knew this, but jab maine short films banani shuru kari na, I would always get all my family members to act mere saath. You know, kabhi mummy ka role karna hai to nani play kar legi ya mummy play kar lengi ya different roles. To nani ji se bhi maine kuch acting karwai thi, and us time pe we realized ki, you know, secretly somewhere in her life she probably wanted to be an actress, but kabhi kisi ne unko mauka hi nahi diya. Because she got married at 16. So we had some free time. Nani ji ghar pe aaye hue the, to hum log na har roz 3 se 5 baje we started shooting comedy videos nani ji aur main milke. And so now I had like hundreds of comedy videos jo nani ji aur maine banaye the, and I didn't know where to put them. Each video is about 20 seconds long. So I had heard of this platform called TikTok jahan log comedy lip sync aisi cheezein dalte hain, right? So I decided theek hai ye comedy videos TikTok pe dal ke nani ji ko famous karte hain. So I started posting the comedy videos on TikTok, but I had read somewhere ki TikTok pe aapko grow karna hai na to aapko din ke 5 videos dalne chahiye. So I was like theek hai main comedy video dalungi aur thode se mere paas ye motivational content pada hai dusre platform se isko thoda sa kaat kut ke dal dungi. So I started posting that.
And so you recorded 100 videos without posting it anywhere?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Probably, like, I think I actually have, like, 200-300 videos. Like, bohat. Okay. It was our time pass. You know, it was like, hum fun ke liye kar rahe the. But then I was like, hamare paas itna kuch hai, to usko dalna bhi chahiye kahin, right? Because it was basically, Nani Ji would play herself, and I would do different get-ups. I would either play her husband, ya her bahu, ya her best friend. So they were all just different types of comedy videos we would make. But okay, so at this point, I decided to put the TikTok videos, right? So comedy video bhi dalungi and apni motivational video side mein dal diye. To my surprise, my first motivational video took off. Like first video se hi itna positive response aane laga. People, you know, no one was doing that at the time. Ab to TikTok pe sab cheez milti thi until I got banned. But उस टाइम पे कोई भी ऐसा कंटेंट नहीं डाल रहा था दैट आई न्यू ऑफ एंड सो पीपल वर व्हेन दे सॉ द वीडियोस दे वर लाइक यू नो दिस इज व्हाट आई नीडेड टू हियर दिस वीडियो इज चेंजिंग माय लाइफ फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट वीडियो आई रिमेंबर वन ऑफ द अर्ली वीडियोस आई पुट वाज ऑन डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस एंड हाउ ज़ुल्म नहीं सहना है यू नो इफ समबडी इज डूइंग दीस थिंग्स इट्स नॉट लव एंड आई लिटरली हैड अ वुमन इन द कमेंट्स टेल मी कि दिस वाज that little push that I needed to leave the domestic violence relationship that I'm in right now. You know, so seeing that kind of a response, I was blown away. And comedy videos mein jyada koi response nahi aa raha tha. So I started posting more and more motivational videos and dheere dheere comedy videos dalne band kar diye, motivational videos hi dal rahi thi and response bahut hi positive mil raha tha. And dheere dheere, first I was putting a lot of basic motivation like confidence pe ya you know koi bhi topic ho but dheere dheere I realized that the thing that people really needed was relationship advice because I realized school mein hame sab kuch sikhate hain they teach you math science reading sab kuch sikhayenge but koi aapko rishte nibhane nahi sikhata hai and I think life mein maybe one of the most important things we need to learn is how, you know, make our relationships good and strong, not just boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. I'm talking about any relationship, whether it's an employer-employee relationship, whether it's a relationship with your parents, with your friends, with your significant, you know, so relationships are just so important. And so that's how I slowly started focusing more and more on relationship issues.
Because all realized, these videos were in Hindi, like you were focusing on that particular segment only.
Hindi content. I tried putting a little bit of English content, but us time pe uska response nahi aaya. Okay. Then people realized ki I speak English well. So log request karne lage ki aap English sikha sakte ho. And I was like, I'm not an English teacher. My English was always strong. I was always a writer. And having done law, my public speaking and writing was very strong. But I was not an English teacher. I grew up in the US. That was, you know, so my English was my first language. But again, I wasn't like a teacher, but I decided ठीक है, people are requesting, मैं try कर लेती हूँ. I also don't know कि आप 20 seconds में, 15 seconds में नई, you know, किसी को नई भाषा कैसे सिखा सकते हो, but I'll try. So मैंने दूसरा account शुरू करा, English with Geet, and उस पर मैंने English teaching videos डालनी शुरू करी. And you will not believe, एक हफ्ते के अंदर अंदर I had 1 lakh followers. एक हफ्ते के अंदर अंदर on that account. It was growing faster than my motivation account. So, you know, when I saw the response and people were really saying, ki, you know, it's helping me, I decided, okay, then I should continue that if it's helping people. I mean, my whole goal when I started any of this was to help people, right? And for me, TikTok slowly just became a way to do what I was doing in the basties at a bigger scale. You know, jo main basti mein jaati hu, main 20 se 100 bachon se ke saath baat kar sakti hu, ek message pahuncha sakti hu. But I was making one TikTok video and it was going to lakhon log, you know, and it was, I just felt like I was actually starting to be able to make that difference that I wanted to make in my life. Like, logon ke jo comments aate the, private messages aate the, you know, it was phenomenal. To me, it was like I was living my dream. I felt like, you know, this is what I always wanted to do. Ki main kisi ki life mein kuch achha kar sakun. And, you know, and so then, of course, this year TikTok got banned. And so I started focusing more on Instagram and, you know, and starting to think more about Facebook and YouTube and just, you know, the platforms that are still available. Honestly speaking, I'm in the US, so TikTok yahan par chalta hai. So I do still use TikTok. I actually started an account where I do motivation in English. And it's been a little under a year and I'm almost at 1 million followers in America. So it's exciting. But yeah, so that's kind of my journey. Where I am right now, like, I still have the dream of being an actress. So pandemic se pehle, we were working on a web series. So it's almost complete. So I will post that on my YouTube channel as well. But yeah, so I mean, I feel like in a way I'm living my dream right now. I'm helping people and doing what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, that's an inspiring journey, ma'am. And you rightly mentioned at one point of time that even if you have some disability, you are the one who will decide like you can or you cannot. And yes. My next question is regarding that only. At one point of time, your teacher told you like, you know, this is not your cup of tea. You should decide something else. Like acting is aapka bas ka nahi hai. You decide something else, like script writer or something like that. But ma'am, it's not about disability. Like even if we are totally fine, physically fit, we kind of think something in our mind, like kuch leke aa jate hain ki ye mujhse to nahi ho payega. I cannot do it. Right. So how did you deal with it? Like what was your approach towards it when you were facing some such kind of comments from others?
It's just, you just have to decide ki aapne oron ki sunni hai ya aapne khud ki sunni hai. Right. You just have to decide ki you have to block out those voices. Because log abhi tak, you know, I will get negative comments very rarely, but I still get some negative comments. You know, people telling me ki, you know, people will even tell me, who are you to teach us English? Who are you to tell us how to maintain our relationships? You know, kuch bhi keh denge. And sometimes I think, who am I? But then I think, you know, I'm just somebody who wants to make a difference and help people. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what makes me happy. What, you know, I'm going to try. Like, I always tell people, ke, theek hai, maybe aap nahi kar paoge. Wo keh rahe hain, aap nahi kar sakte. Maybe aap nahi kar sakte, but try to karo. Try nahi karoge, to definitely aap nahi kar sakte ho. Try karoge, to there's, you know, a chance that you can. Right. I always tell people, look back at all the things apni life mein. जो जो चीजें आपने कभी सोची थी कि मैं नहीं कर सकता और आपने करके दिखाई पूरी दुनिया को, यू नो, अपने आप को करके दिखाई, बहुत सारी ऐसी चीजें होंगी. जब आप बच्चे थे, आपको ये लगता होगा कि आप नहीं चल पाओगे, पर आप चले ना, आप दौड़े, यू नो. अब बच्चे थे, आपको ये भी लगता होगा कि आप नहीं बोल पाओगे, पर आपने बोला. आपको लगता होगा कि मुझे मैथ कभी समझ नहीं आएगा, 1+1 तो मुझे कभी याद ही नहीं रहेगा, पर आपको 1+1 के बारे में आपको सोचना भी नहीं पड़ता है, राइट? You know, so there's so many things in our lives, so many obstacles we have overcome. So many times, humne khud ko kaha ki I can't do it. Even agar dunya ne nahi kaha hai. But koshish karne ke baad, we realized ki we can. So it's all about trying.
True that. सो मैम, नाउ मूविंग टुवर्ड्स द पैशन पार्ट, बिकॉज सबको पता है, ये बोला जाता है कि आप ना अपने मतलब जो आपको दिल से अच्छा लगता है उसको फॉलो करो, राइट? बट एक बहुत कॉमन क्वेश्चन रहता है बहुत लोगों के माइंड में कि हमें अच्छा लगता क्या है. लाइक इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू फाइंड वट वी एग्जैक्टली लव. हम जॉब में घुस जा रहे हैं बट वी आर नॉट श्योर कि दिस जॉब जॉब इज फॉर अस और नॉट, इवन इफ यू आर लविंग द नंबर्स एंड वी आर इन द फाइनेंस फील्ड, राइट? सो वट शुड बी योर अप्रोच, लाइक आपके हिसाब से इसका अप्रोच कैसा रहना चाहिए? हम पहले ट्राई करें उस चीज को, आफ्टर दैट वी फेल और सक्सेस वो उस पर छोड़ दें, या पहले डिसाइड करें बैठ के कि वट आर द थिंग्स विच वी लव एंड आफ्टर दैट प्रैक्टिकली वी गो एंड डू दैट.
I think it's a little of both. It's a
ओके
little of both. Like, you should, of course, you have to think about what do I like. And along with what do I like to do, you have to think about if I do pursue this field or this path, will I be happy with the results? Because sometimes your passion might be something, but the result you're going to get from that, even if you reach the top of that field, you're not going to be able to have the lifestyle that you want. So you have to realize, you have to actually be practical about it. Okay, if I do this, I might be passionate about it, but can I support myself? Can I have the life that I want doing this? So first kind of figure out where your interest lies and where you want to see your life. And then out of all those things that you still like, you're like, okay, there's still 5, 10, 15 things that I like doing. Then start trying different things, I mean, my own journey, right? I did law first, and I actually worked at the Boeing company, and I actually loved it. I thought that I wouldn't, but I actually loved it. But then I always used to say I wanted to be a teacher. My bachpan mein would always say I wanted to be a teacher. When I was doing engineering, I actually have TV interviews where I would tell people I'm going to be a teacher after this, because I don't tell people very often, but I actually won some beauty pageants when I was younger, when I was in college. And I was the first person in the world to win a beauty pageant where the other girls were not in a wheelchair. But us time pe mere kafi interviews vigana hue the, to us time pe I would always say, okay, main engineering kar rahi hu, but I'm going to be a teacher. But my final year of engineering, I had an opportunity to go with a lawyer and just kind of go to court and see how he did things. And mujhe usme interest hone laga. And then my dad, of course, supported that because he would prefer ki main lawyer banu rather than a teacher. So he was like, because US made lawyers make a lot of money, teachers don't make as much money. So, dad, of course, wants you to be successful, right? And he wants you to make lots of money. So he was like pushing me, okay, try law, try law. So I decided, okay, I'll give it a try. Dekhte hain, acha lagta hai, nahin acha lagta hai. Then I decided, I took the entrance exam, did really well, went to law college doing a doctorate in law. And, I really, really, really enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot more than I could express to people. I was like, this is fun. I actually enjoyed doing it. And then, doing cases and all of that, I enjoyed that. But, I did that. But then again, like I told you, I wasn't satisfied. I still didn't feel like I was doing my passion. I enjoyed it, but I didn't feel satisfied. So फिर मैंने वो volunteer work वगैरह शुरू करा. And, that was starting to give me some sense of accomplishment, but again, that wasn't my passion until I shifted to India and I actually started working in the slums and with the at-risk youth. And that actually gave me that sense of, okay, now I'm living my dream. Now I'm doing what I want to do. And then social media on top of that just helps me to live that dream at a grander scale. So it was a lot of experimentation in my life, right? I tried different things until I got to the point where now I feel, yes, this is what I've always wanted to do. But of course, there's still that dream. There's still that dream where I want to act. And yes, I've acted in some short films and things, but I want to act on the big screen, or I want to act in like a Netflix show or, something like that. So I'm going to keep pursuing that dream as well while I'm doing jo what I'm doing. So I always tell people, try things. Some things you're going to realize, I don't like this. I don't want to do this. And some things you're going to love, but yet you're still not satisfied. And so you're going to do more. But, at some point you will realize what your passion is and where your talents lie. Because the best thing in life is to do where your passion is, but at the same time, your talents need to be there too, so that you can actually achieve success in what you're doing.
Right, and very well explained, ma'am. And when it's a very, you can say, famous a quote which was mentioned by Warren Buffett. And he says that one easy way to become worth 50% more than you are now, at least, is to hone your communication skills. And you also mentioned in your videos regarding it. So I would like to ask you regarding communication skill a bit. So how can you describe communication skill to a person who is a newbie and who is not aware about it?
So I would say communication skills is the way you convey whatever message it is you want to convey to somebody else, and the way you understand whatever they're conveying to you. It's not, the reason I'm using the word convey instead of speak is because communication is not only verbal. Jo hum bolte hain, sirf wo communication nahi hota. A lot of people think communication skills means speaking English well.
Right.
But communicate, yeah. Aap communicate kisi bhi bhasha mein kar sakte ho. Aap communicate bina bhasha ke bhi kar sakte ho. You know, people with sign language are communicating. And you can communicate even with no sign language, no known language. You can communicate through writing. You can communicate through ishare. You can communicate aankhon hi aankhon mein. You can communicate through your expression. You can communicate through your body language. I mean, there's so many ways to communicate. You can communicate through the way you dress, your style. That is all communication. So I think communication is so much broader. It is basically getting your message across to the other person. Jo aapne batana hai dusre ko. You just have to figure out kis tarah se aap best wo message dusre ko samjha sakte ho.
Right. So post-pandemic, we have seen this wave of, you know, virtual communication because everything is happening virtual. And right now, this meeting is also virtual. So if you have any kind of, you know, do's and don'ts regarding it, like how one should can make like the virtual communication more effective.
Okay, with virtual communication, you know, depending on if you're doing like a video call or an audio call, it'll be different. You know, if it's a video call, of course, your facial expressions, your hand gestures will all be a part of how you're communicating. But if it's an audio call, it is simply your voice, right? So I think as we're communicating, one thing I've realized that really helps is to, as you're talking, you're saying what you want to say, right? But always pausing in the middle and asking the other person, does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you have any questions? I think that is really helpful because, you know, a lot of times we think we said something. Hum bol dete hain, kuch bhi bol dete hain. We think ke dusre ko samajh bhi aa gaya, usne, you know, haan keh diya ya head nod kar diya, but unko kuch nahi samajh aaya. And so then you did not effectively communicate. Effective communication is making sure the other person understands what you're trying to say. So it's good if you can ask periodically, does that make sense? Do you understand? You can even ask them to say, you know, do you want to summarize what I just said to make sure that we're on the same page? You know, where they can then try to say, okay, aapne ye kaha hai na? And then you can clarify, you know, this isn't what I said, this is what I said. I think that is good. I think, you know, making sure when you're doing audio calls and other things like that, video calls, making sure that you're in a quiet environment, because I think all of us have faced Zoom calls or you know, audio calls even where itna shor ho raha hai na background mein, aapko kuch samajh nahi aa raha hai ki wo insaan kya bol raha hai, ki wo kya kehne ki koshish kar raha hai, because part of your attention starts going to those, that shor, ki us shor mein kya ho raha hai, wo insaan kahan khada hoga, kis jagah pe hoga. So I would say if you can, for effective communication, try to minimize other noises in the vicinity, ke jisse aap baat kar rahe ho na, wo aapki baat pe focus kar paaye, wo aapki baat actually mein sun paaye, wo distract na ho. You know, another thing that could help with effective communication is, I really think that, you know, these days Zoom calls are becoming very popular, or video calls of any sort. I think video calls are really good in a way. I know the problem is you have to get ready for a video call. You can't just, you know, be lying in bed in your night suit. But again, you know, I think one of the biggest problems we have these days is miscommunication. When we're doing virtual communication, miscommunication happens a lot because, one, if you're just typing messages, messages mein tone of voice nahi pata chalta hai, right? And tone of voice makes a big difference. you know, I can say, I'm so angry at you, right? And you know that I'm angry at you. Or I can say, oh, I'm so angry at you, you know, and you know I'm being playful. But main likhe ye cheez bolungi, you have no idea how I'm saying it. So, you know, so that one, when we make it a voice call, you get rid of that, right? People can hear the tone of voice. But when you make it a video call, you make it even more clear because people can see your facial expression. Because honestly, jab hum kisi se baat karte hain na, aamne saamne, a lot of the communication is based on their facial expression. Ki unki wo smile karke bol rahe hain, unki aankhon mein kya chamak hai, nahi hai, wo aapki taraf dekh ke bol rahe hain, wo kahin aur dekh ke bol rahe hain. In sab cheezon se bahut cues milte hain ki dusra insaan kya bol raha hai. So, you know, jab hum aamne saamne nahi baat kar sakte hain, ideally, we do video calls. Video call nahi kar sakte ho. The next best preference is an audio call. Audio call bhi nahi kar sakte ho. Then, of course, messages. And if it's informal with messages, actually using emoticons, you know, like emojis, can actually help. Because then the person can get a feel for aap kis tone se bol rahe ho through your emojis. Of course, professional communication mein, emojis are a no-no. But in personal communication, using emojis can help also save you from miscommunication and misunderstandings, because us emoji se aap thoda sa, you know, apna mood unko bata sakte ho, right? Like I said, I'm so angry. I'm so angry ke saath main gusse wala emoji dalungi, ek tone aayega, main, you know, wo zuban bahar nikalne wala ya wink karne wala emoji dalungi, tone bilkul dusra hoga, right? To the person who's reading it. So again, I mean, yeah, what we need to really think about is, even with virtual communication, is just how can we best convey our message to the person? Ki wo actually mein samjhe ki hum kya keh rahe hain aur kyun keh rahe hain.
Right. Yeah, correct, ma'am. Ma'am, one more skill which we can, you know, add with communication skill, like I think, and you also use in most of your content, which is storytelling, right? Mm-hmm. When we are communicating with someone and we are communicating it with the help of a story, so that makes the conversation more effective. So, yes. So how it exactly started in your journey and how it is helping you grow?
Like I told you, you know, it all actually started back when I started with the motivational videos on Facebook, because storytelling actually started because main baskiyon mein jaati thi na, bachche the. And everyone, bachchon ke saath hum kaise communicate karte hain? Kahaniyon ke through. Ek raja tha, ek rani thi, fairy tales hote hain. You know, bachchon ke saath, I think a lot of our communication is actually storytelling. Apni kahaniyan batate hain bachchon ko, unko kuch samjhane ke liye koi point, right? So I think my storytelling actually started because I was going to the basties and bachchon ko kuch communicate karna tha, so storytelling was the best way to communicate rather than giving them a lecture. And then I realized that, you know, that is something that is not only for kids. Even adults, we're so much more interested in a story because it humanizes everything. You know, jab hum apni imagination ko use karke us story ko, we picture it when somebody is telling us a story. And it just makes it so much more real, right? Practical ban jati hai. Main aapko kahun ke aap ye mat karo. Theek hai, maine aapko keh diya. And maybe I'll even tell you why. But agar main aapko ek story sunau ke kyun nahi karna chahiye aur kya ho sakta hai agar aap ye karte ho, you're going to remember that a lot longer. You may not remember the point that I made, but you will remember the story, and story se aapko wo point yaad aa jayega. It's a tool just to help people really, one, understand what you're saying, and two, remember what you're saying. And I think it's because bachpan se we're used to hearing stories. And so it's actually something that we're very comfortable with. And I think listening to stories as a child was a very comforting time for most of us. You know, bedtime story hoti thi, jab mama sone se pehle aapko kahani sunati thi. And so I think storytelling is something that makes people feel comfortable as well, the listener. The listener kind of lets down their guard. Agar main aapko lecture karungi na, aap thode se defensive hoge sunte sunte, because aap sochoge, you know, she's trying to blame me for something. But main aapko story sunaungi na, ek to wo story aapke baare mein hai hi nahi, so you don't feel defensive. Dusri baat ye hai ki our mind has good feelings associated with storytelling. So I think it makes the listener have a good feeling about what you're saying if you convey it through a story.
Right. And how exactly we can learn about this storytelling skill by practicing it, or is there any method to do
Yeah.
that?
I think the best thing is practicing. Of course, read a lot of stories. You'll have your own stories too, but practicing it. And then also, one problem, the biggest problem people have with storytelling is क्या बहुत ज्यादा डिटेल्स डाल देते हो. वो डिटेल्स जिससे वो स्टोरी बोरिंग हो जाती है. जिसमें आप कहोगे कि फिर मैं दो कदम चला, फिर मैंने ये सोचा, फिर मैं बाएं मुड़ गया, पर फिर मैंने सोच के दाएं मुड़ गया, फिर मैं दो कदम. यू हैव टू रियलाइज कि व्हेन वी टेलिंग स्टोरीज कीप इट टू द पॉइंट. आप वो डिटेल्स मत बताओ जो जरूरी नहीं है उस स्टोरी को आगे लेके जाने के लिए. स्पेशली इन दिस डे एंड एज वेयर पीपल आर सो बिजी, उनके पास टाइम नहीं है. वी कैन जस्ट टेल दिस ब्यूटिफुल फ्लावरी स्टोरी जो पढ़ने में मे भी अच्छी लगती है, बट जब हम बोल रहे हैं ना, यू हैव टू कीप इट शॉर्ट एंड टू द पॉइंट एंड इंटरेस्टिंग. एवरी थिंग यू से इन द स्टोरी शुड हैव अ पर्पस. इट शुड बी मूविंग द स्टोरी फॉरवर्ड. सो दैट्स वन थिंग टू चेक. एंड वन वे इज यू टेल स्टोरीज एंड देन आस्क पीपल फॉर फीडबैक. Yeah, you have to keep your story to the point. And one way I used to do, especially when I started public speaking, sometimes I would record myself and I would listen to it myself and realize, am I boring? Am I not? Two, I would practice in front of the mirror. And three, I would often write down what I wanted to say. And then I would realize, because as you're telling stories, you know what? You're going to realize ki char panch stories hain that are your go-to stories. Jo aap बहुत बार वही स्टोरी सुनाओगे लोगों को, अनलेस यू आर पब्लिक स्पीकर, इन विच केस यू हैव टू हैव लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ स्टोरीज. बट इन अ नॉर्मल लाइफ देयर इज गोना बी लाइक फाइव और सिक्स स्टोरीज लाइक दैट आर नॉट योर ओन स्टोरीज दैट यू आर गोना बी टेलिंग फॉर डिफरेंट पॉइंट्स. एंड बाकी व्हाट आई वुड से इज द बेस्ट स्टोरी टू टेल इज योर ओन स्टोरी. आपकी लाइफ में क्या हो रहा है, आपकी लाइफ में क्या हुआ है, आपकी लाइफ इस चीज को कैसे रिलेट करती है, बिकॉज दोज आर द मोस्ट पावरफुल स्टोरीज. Because one, people know it's true, and two, it helps them to relate to you. That, okay, this person has been through the same situation that I've been through. So if you have personal stories, that is the best way to communicate stories. It's not about memorizing kisi aur ki kahani, but even if you do, don't memorize kisi aur ki kahani word by word. Say it in
Right.
your words.
Writing down things helps for doing the storytelling part. Does it help in, making a very structured kind of story?
Yes. I mean, for me, when I started, ab main nahi likhti hun sab kuch, but when I started, I would write like complete speeches. Mujhe 5 minutes ki speech deni hai, main 5 minutes ka ek ek word likhungi. Beech mein yaha bhi likh dungi ke look up, smile, pause. Sab kuch likhti thi detail mein ki mujhe kya karna hai. One, it made me less nervous because I was prepared that way. Of course, I would practice enough ki main kabhi bhi jaake stage pe padungi nahi wo cheez. I'm not gonna read it. I'm gonna have it memorized enough okay, I don't have to read it. But writing it for me helped me to structure my thoughts, and it helped me to say things in a succinct way rather than rambling. I have a tendency, you probably noticed today, that I talk a lot. But depending when you have a time limit, आपके पास इतना टाइम है, आप सिर्फ इतना बोल सकते हो. So you have to. I felt like writing helped me personally. People are different types of learners, right? For me, I think I am a visual learner where I like to write it down, see it, and I would usually read it right before I go to sleep. And so about that, I would find that a lot of it I've retained, and then for orbius ko yaad karte raho, memorize karte raho, yeah, just make sure you're comfortable with the points. I think in the beginning, yes, it helps to structure your thoughts if you write it down, or at least write down an outline. Apne word for word nahi likhna hai na, to main points भी आप लिख लोगे ना, so you don't forget at the time. If we're talking about presentations right now, even people who tell me, you know what, conversations with, I don't know what to say to people in conversations. I get nervous. Zoom meetings होती हैं, and I don't know what to say in the meeting. I say, sometimes when I have a difficult conversation I need to have with somebody, I actually write down questions, write down things that I can say, write down points, so that I can just look at that and it'll refresh my mind. Because those times if you're nervous, so it gives you like a little bit of notes के okay, I can talk about this or I can talk about that or I shouldn't forget to say this.
Right. So ma'am, you are currently creating content for two different types of audience. One is in US and other is in India. So what are the common differences, like what are the differences you find in both these audience? Like India ke liye aapko ek specific way mein aana padta hai ki mujhe yehi content create karna hai, and US ke base mein you are totally different and you have to do this only.
Actually, you know what, agar aap mera US ka content or India content dekhoge na, it's almost identical. Bas bhasha farak hai. Because honestly, when I'm doing relationship advice especially, duniya mein sabke rishte ek jaise hote hain. And honestly, it's actually helping me to realize how similar people are despite what country you've grown up in, despite what language you speak. Breakups ke baad sabko same feelings hoti hain. Confusion ki koi hame pasand karta hai ya nahi karta hai, same. Theek hai, kuch cultural differences hain. Yes, my videos, you will find some changes because culturally certain things are more relevant to one culture over the other culture. But overall, jo topics hain, jo overall advice hai, it's very similar. Of course, you know, India mein I will cover topics like arranged marriages. I will cover topics like sas bahu relationships, joint families, jo are not topics in America to be covered. You know, that's just not something that's relevant to their society. But then there's other topics that in America you'll cover that you probably wouldn't cover in India as much, right? Because those topics are not relevant to Indian society. So, you know, so of course there's that difference. But when it comes down to it, log aur unke rishte aur unki emotions same hai. Aap kisi bhi country mein chale jao. I mean, my content, I have a lot of viewers watching from the Philippines and you know, from the Middle East, and you know, I at one point I had a lot of people watching from some of the African nations, and you know, same issues everyone's facing, same feeling, same questions people are dealing with. So yeah, in that sense I find that the content is very similar, the language is different, but yeah, of course there's certain things that are happening in different societies that have to be addressed a little bit differently.
Yeah, right. So ma'am, moving towards the last few questions, and very important one. So what is the secret of your energy? Because we have seen, you know, the way you tell stories and way you explain is amazing. So what is the secret of your energy?
I think it's really the response that I get. You know, jitna mujhe aap logon se response milta hai na, jo mera content dekhte hain, utna mujh mein energy aati hai content banane ki. You know, like, it's honestly the comments I get, the feedback I get that gives me energy to be able to do it. And so when I get negative comments, I actually do, you know, less so now, but before I would feel very demotivated. I would be like, what's the point? You know, or if people are not watching the video or sharing the video, you know, shares and likes, they say it's not important, but for the creator, it's, yeah, numbers aren't important, but the numbers are important to the sense that that's how you give us feedback ki jo hum bana rahe hain wo kisi ko pasand aa raha hai, jo hum bana rahe hain wo kisi ki life mein change la raha hai. So, you know, some people will do it through comments, some people will do it through shares, some people will do it through likes. Of course, comments are the best because usme actually mein aap apni soch hame batate ho. So for me, that really helps. And then I have a really supportive family and a strong faith in God. And then, like I said, for me, I feel like I'm living my dream. So when you're living your dream, you are automatically energized, right? You're doing the thing jo aapne hamesha sapna dekha tha, jo aapko kabhi so, I mean, honestly, I will tell you, I never imagined being a social media influencer. I mean, that was just not something maine kabhi sapne mein bhi socha tha, right? I was studying law, I was being an engineer. You know, my dream back then when I was being a lawyer was I wanted to be a judge. And then uske baad, I actually wanted to be the president of the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
That was my dream. And honestly, I was doing all the steps to get to that dream. Like being a lawyer, actually, a lot of the presidents in America have been lawyers. So, you know, I went to law school. I worked for two federal level judges because That's what a lot of people who go on to be president do. You know, so I was doing all those steps, right? Ki fir main judge banungi, fir judge ke baad, I will, you know, get into politics, and then from politics, I will. So that was actually my dream. So I never imagined ki main ye kar rahi hungi jo main abhi kar rahi hun. But if you'd ask me, do I regret doing what I'm doing? No. I am completely satisfied. I'm completely happy doing what I'm doing. Yes, you know, sometimes I think, you know, my life could have been very different, but I have no regrets in that sense.
That's amazing, ma'am. And ma'am, I wouldn't want to add one question over here, which is regarding the numbers only. As you rightly mentioned that, you know, numbers are very important when you're starting something and in the content creation space. So how can someone keep himself or herself motivated during the initial phase when they're getting very least amount of, you know, likes, comments, and you can say shares?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, I've been there over and over again. You know, I keep starting new channels. And I start from zero, right? What I say is, you know, if you're enjoying what you're doing, that helps you stay motivated. If you're doing it just because you think you should be doing this, or, you know, or you think okay, the audience will like this, you're not going to stay motivated long enough. I mean, yes, you have to think about what the audience wants, but it also has to, like I said, coincide with your passion and your talent, because if you're not enjoying what you're doing, you will not be able to stay energized about it when you're getting zero views. Like, okay, I just started an Instagram channel, Instagram page, Dear Geet, which is my English motivation, right? I think I started this maybe 2, 3, 4 months back, not longer than that. And initially, you know, it was started at zero, like all channels start. All pages start at zero. I was getting very few, like, din ke, if I was lucky, 5, 6, 7 followers badhte the. Until literally 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks mein, I have grown from 7,000 to 21,000. Wow. It's consistency. You know, the key is consistency. Aap dalte rahoge na, chahe aapke zero views aa rahe hain, chahe aapka zero comments aa rahe hain. Mm-hmm. And literally, look back at my content, you'll see ke zero comments aa rahe the. Abhi bhi comments kam hai, but literally zero comments aa rahe the. Likes aayenge maybe 50, 30, 20, you know, jo bhi hai. You know, 5, 6, 1, 2, you know, usse shuruaat ab karoge. But if you stay consistent through that, because you're making something you enjoy, because you're doing something you enjoy. I kept posting 3 videos a day for 3 to 4 months. And now it's taken off. And maybe it would take longer. Like my YouTube channel, I keep posting, views are like really sad, you know, like 1,000 views being crossed with thin. When I'm used to on my other channels getting hundreds and thousands of views, then for me, that's, you know, not a lot of views. But, and sometimes I get demotivated, ki kyun dal rahi hun jab kisi ne dekhna hi nahi hai. But then I'm like, you know what, consistency. I'm doing what I enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. Kuch log dekh rahe hain, like ek do jane, you know, will comment, are regular at commenting every time. I'm going to keep doing it because I've seen over and over again through all the different social media channels that I've started, it is consistency. Like my last TikTok channel I started, which I told you now is at 900,000 followers, almost a million. That one I started in January of last year, like of this year, 2020, January, mein maine shuru kara tha. And I will tell you till June, probably it was like, April mein thoda sa pick up hona shuru hua tha, but until then I was literally getting 100 views on my TikTok videos. And again, you know, when you see my other channels, I told you within 1 week I had 100,000 followers. Jab aapko 100 views mil rahe hain, you feel like, why am I even posting this? Why don't I just post this stuff, you know, on my other channels? But I had a vision. Okay, I want to make English content, because I actually was doing it because India mein bahut sare log hain jo Hindi nahi bolte hain, like South India mein and stuff, right? So I was like, I want to reach all of India, not just North India. So I was making that content and no one was watching it and no comments, but I stayed consistent. Main dalti rahi apne 3 videos din ke maine dalne the, to main dalti rahi. And then one day something clicked, ek video thoda sa acha gaya. Fir, you know, 2 hafte kuch nahi gaya, fir ek video thoda sa acha gaya. So then, you know, so I would say the way to stay motivated is do what you enjoy, have a vision in mind of where you want to see yourself, and then remain consistent. And from what I've seen, I mean, over and over again, consistency really does pay off. It really does. Sab log kehte hai na, but most of us stop. You know, 3-4 months into it, you've been doing it. Aapko koi response nahi mil raha hai. You feel like it's a waste of time. And I'm telling you, if you stop at that point, you were probably right, you know, one video short of going viral. Mat ruko. If this is what you want to do, if this is your passion, whether it's social media, whether it's something else, even like a new business. Kehte hain ki naya business set karne mein, you know, it can take 5 years, 3 to 5 years to set a new business to the point where it's actually starting to be profitable. But we stop. We stop after 6 months. We stop after 2 years, 1 year, right? If this is what you really want to do, this is your dream, this is your passion, this is, you know, something you enjoy, I would say keep doing it. Keep doing it, and you're going to see that success. I've seen that thing happen so many times in my life. Okay? See, some things picked up right away, like my Facebook picked up right away. But other things, it was just consistency. It was consistency day in and day out and not looking at the numbers at that point. And then one day, yes, it happens. And then you're like, okay, it paid off. But even then you can't stop, right? You have to always continue to improve yourself daily, especially with social media. Agar aap daily improve nahi karoge na, you're gonna, after a certain point, you'll stop growing. And after a certain point, on social media, one is consistency. Two is always continuing to grow and always improving what you're posting. Like you'll see, okay, I'm always changing the types of content I'm posting because kuch der ke baad people get bored and they don't want that anymore. And you have to do something different. You have to do something new. So you have to continue to grow and challenge yourself.
That's right, ma'am. And that's very rightly explained. And if I summarize the entire conversation of ours, you like took each and everything in a very like different manner, and you tried to explain in a very simple manner. So I'm very sure that it is going to help all the listeners. Now, moving toward the last and very important question, because most of our listeners are between the age group of 18 to 30, and this is the phase where life happens, right? But during this phase, we get a few doubts and few confusion about ourselves itself, and we feel stuck in life. So, ma'am, any piece of recommendation for those people, like how they should be motivated, or unko koi life ke matlab ye stuck rehne ki wajah se koi problem nahi face karni pade?
Okay. One thing I always tell people is concentrate on what you can do rather than on what you can't do. And God will make all things possible. Basically, un cheezon pe dhyan do jo aap kar sakte ho, na ki un cheezon pe jo aap nahi kar sakte ho. And aap dekhoge ki life mein bahut kuch possible ban jayega. You know, a lot of times the reason we feel stuck is because we're focusing on the negative. We're focusing on main ye nahi kar sakta hu, ya main ye nahi kar paya. And un cheezon se hum stuck ho jate hain, right? We feel like it's not moving at the pace we want it to move. It's not going where we want it to go. But agar aap us time pe un cheezon pe focus karoge jo aap kar sakte ho, you're gonna see ki life is gonna change. Like for me, that was my life. You know, like I said I can, right? Not I can't. But wo I can ke saath, I had to focus on main kya kar sakti hoon. Main chal nahi sakti hoon. I cannot walk. But main apne haath istemal kar sakti hoon. Main apna dimaag istemal kar sakti hoon. Main apni smile istemal kar sakti hoon. Main apni zuban istemal kar sakti hoon. You know, there's so many things that I can do to make my dreams a reality. And I always say that setbacks will happen in life. But think about it this way. Agar aap kahin ja rahe ho gaadi mein, aapka ek tire puncture ho jata hai. Aap kya karte ho? Baaki teeno tires bhi puncture kar dete ho? No, right? You change that tire and you keep going. To setback aayega na, to iska matlab ye nahi hai ki aap life ke baaki sare tires ko bhi puncture kar do aur wahin ad jao. Us tire ko badlo aur phir aage badhte raho. Wo setback jo aaya hai, uske bare mein soch ke uske liye ek solution nikalo and phir aage badhte raho. Wo cheez hame yaad rakhni hai. Our problem is ke एक टायर पंक्चर हो जाता है एंड वी जस्ट गिव अप ऑन द कार. वी जस्ट लाइक गेट आउट ऑफ द कार एंड से ओके ये तो खटारा हो गया, एक टायर ही पंक्चर हुआ है, उसको ठीक करो और फिर आगे बढ़ो. लाइफ हैज सो मच टू ऑफर एंड यस वी विल ऑल फेल एट टाइम्स, दैट्स द ट्रूथ. आई फेल बट वी हैव टू चॉइसेस व्हेन वी फेल. यू कैन लेट दैट फेलियर बिकम फाइनल एंड गिव अप, और यू कैन यूज इट एज अ लर्निंग एक्सपीरियंस एंड मूव फॉरवर्ड एंड अचीव व्हाट यू वांट टू अचीव. बिकॉज आई ऑनेस्टली बिलीव अगर आपने कोई सपना देखा है आप वो पूरा कर सकते हो. आई एम डूइंग इट इन माई लाइफ. जो चीज़ें कोई सोच नहीं सकता कि एक लड़की जो व्हील चेयर में है वो ये सब कुछ कर सकती है. लाइक आई टोल्ड यू आई वांट अ ब्यूटी पेजेंट सिटिंग इन अ व्हील चेयर. आई एम डिटर्मिंड टू बी एन एक्ट्रेस सिटिंग इन दिस व्हील चेयर. आई हैव ट्रेवल्ड द वर्ल्ड in a wheelchair. So we all have things that hold us back, but we have to make that decision. Okay, I'm going to concentrate on what I can do, not on what I can't do. And God truly will make all things possible.
That's the best advice, ma'am, one can get. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much for taking out time for this podcast and giving your valuable thoughts. And it is going to help all the listeners. It was amazing talking to you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to hearing it, and and looking at the feedback, and I really do hope that it helps people, and you're doing a great job. So keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for that.
Well, that's all from today's episode. I hope you liked it. In case if you have any suggestion or feedback, you can reach out to me at various social media handles. I'm adding the link in the description. Until next time, stay safe and stay tuned.